Let's head to the Vision Home Loans newsline now. We're joined by ABC News entertainment correspondent Jason Nathanson. Jason, we know there's a couple of things out and about this weekend on the large and small screen, but really one wide release into theaters. That is the latest entry into the Scream franchise. We know the first without Wes Craven. And let's talk about this latest addition into this iconic horror franchise.
Yeah, this comes 26 years after the original one. I think it was supposed to come out last year, which would have been 25 years and a much more impactful anniversary, I think, than 26 years. But, you know, a pandemic and everything, and this was what happened. So you have Neve Campbell, David Arquette, and Courtney Cox returning, along with some new stars as well. And like you mentioned, this is the first one without creator of the franchise, Wes Craven, who died in 2015. So the last film was about 10 years ago. That was Scream 4. This is Scream 5. And if you're a fan of the franchise, then this is, you know, something for you. It is meta, self-referential. It's got the humor along with the scares as well. And this is something that if you're, you know, if you've been watching and following with the Scream movies, then you're going to want to see this. And again, like you mentioned, it's only in theaters this weekend, so you're going to have to go to a theater to see it.
All right. Well, Jason, what else is out there that can keep us entertained this weekend?
Well, it looks like we lost our connection with ABC News correspondent Jason Nathanson. I know a couple of the things that he had alerted us to before the interview, maybe getting some buzz out there, the tragedy of Macbeth. It is on Apple TV+. It's the retelling of one of William Shakespeare's most famous dramas, directed by one half of the Coen brothers. And, of course, Denzel Washington is in there. He got a SAG nomination earlier this week for that performance. And of course, we've got some other things. We also know that there is a new critically acclaimed Ricky Gervais dramedy, Afterlife, returning to Netflix for its third and final season. It looks like we are getting Jason Nathanson back up on the Vision Home Loans Newsline now. Jason, looks like we got you back on real quick. Let's talk about the tragedy of Macbeth and really some of the award buzz it's starting to get.
Yeah, this is starring Denzel Washington and Frances McDormand, two fantastic actors. And then you have Joel Coen directing without his brother Ethan, the Coen brothers. This is Joel Coen's first directing by himself. And as you can imagine, from these people, you're going to get something that's a fantastic filmmaking here. It's in black and white. It looks fantastic. The performances are absolutely great. But this is Shakespeare, and that's going to be a barrier of entry for a lot of people. It's on Apple TV+. One of the great things about it being Shakespeare, and you know, some of it is tough to understand, I think, for a lot of people, you can pause it. You can go back and watch some of the stuff, which I really appreciated. But when you have great actors and great filmmakers doing Shakespeare, it makes it much easier, I think, to understand. And this is a beautifully done movie. Denzel Washington already getting a Screen Actors Guild nomination this week for his role, and I think you'll see some Oscar love for it as well.
Okay. Well, since we are talking awards, what are some other, I guess, award contenders that you've got your eye on?
In general for all of award season or?
Well, SAG. How about SAG?
Okay, yeah, the SAG nominations, those were out this week. And so you had a lot of films getting stuff. House of Gucci got, and Power of the Dog were the biggest nominees in the film section. Kristen Stewart did not get a nomination for Princess Diana in the film Spencer, which a lot of people thought that she would. And you saw it was interesting, The Power of the Dog, which is Jane Campion's Netflix film, had three acting nominations. They obviously, the voters really, really liked the performances there, but failed to give it a Best Cast nomination, which is just really surprising. I don't understand how you get three acting nominations from one movie, but you're saying that the whole cast as a whole didn't deserve Best Cast, which was kind of strange. But then also, as I mentioned, you had Denzel Washington get a nomination for Macbeth, which a lot of people are talking about that as well. And one of the reasons the SAG Awards matter is because they strongly correlate to the acting categories at the Oscars.
All right. Well, interesting. I love watching awards and how the season plays out. But it seems more and more we're learning about a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff that goes on. It really is. It's like we're peering behind the curtain.
Sure, absolutely.
Okay. Jason Nathanson, ABC News entertainment correspondent, thank you for your time and suggestions on what to watch this weekend.